We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Let me was worth it all for you.
I married my best friend. We laughed and loved as I held on to her hand. Just the two of us together, I thought life could not be better. Then one day God smiled down on me. Two became three, I could clearly see God gave me a blessing. My blessing, my little baby girl. A gift sent down from God above that changed my whole world. Each day you filled our home with love, gave all of us a kiss and hug. Sweetest girl I have ever seen. Every day I thank God for giving me my blessing. You grew a little older every day. All too soon the dolls all went away. Though we watched you change, one thing always stayed the same: your love for God and your family. All you've ever been to Mom and me is a blessing. My blessing, my little baby girl. A gift sent down from God above that changed my whole world. Each day you filled our home with love, gave all of us a kiss and hug. The sweetest girl I have ever seen. Every day I thank God for giving me my blessing. Arm in arm we'll walk an aisle today, and I'll be asked, who gives this bride away? I know this is God's plan, and I'm happy for the man who gets to spend his life with you. Promise me you'll love her like I do, and take care of my blessing. My blessing, my little baby girl. A gift sent down from God above that changed my whole world. Each day you filled our home with love, gave all of us a kiss and hug. The sweetest girl I have ever seen. I thank God for giving me my blessing. Please hold her close, love her the most, and be her truest friend. Say I love you, I miss you too, and be there till the end. Arm in arm we walk the aisle today. It's time to ask, who gives this bride away? know this is God's plan. Son, please understand, when you come and take her hand, I'm giving you my blessing.
Spirit with
hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed. cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
So fleeting, there is for us a better home. It's a place where peace shall reign forever, and sighs and tears they'll never come. Beyond the gates in my Jesus likeness, and forevermore we shall live on. Oh, I want to meet all you Christian brothers, and I'll look for you when that morn shall dawn. Beyond the gate. life immortal for us waits, and we'll be at home on life's fair morning beyond the gates, beyond the
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
O thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love, here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come.
Jesus sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee, never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Reminders that he justified by faith alone, peace with God through Christ the Son, righteousness not of my own, I will stand before the throne, justified. God, the righteous judge of all, maker of eternal law, glorious King consuming fire, judges man before his bar. The accuser shouts condemn, all have strayed and all have sinned, perfect justice your demand deems the mortal guilty then. Justified by faith alone, peace with God through Christ the Son, righteousness not of my own, I will stand before the throne, justified. In this hour of wrath and tears, perfect love will cast out fear. Christ the advocate will stand for the soul who trusts in him. Christ's sake declares decrees, set apart, redeemed, set free, and this soul shall ever be. Justified by faith alone, peace with God through Christ the Son, righteousness not of my own, I will stand.
Of his cleansing power revealed.
he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me beneath the cleansing flood. Victory, oh victory, oh victory in Jesus, my Lord.
Could it be that we're so heavenly minded that somehow we've been blinded to what he's calling us to do right here? Could it be that heaven's always planted, that we leave here empty handed when this life disappears? But is it really living if my one ambition is simply hanging on till we all get out of here? I don't want to waste a breath, one heartbeat in this chest. I want to see his kingdom come in. I won't wish my life away. That I've been given and what I've learned from living, I know exactly what I need to do. So I pray that God will give me chances to show how great his grace is by living out his truth. If somehow I could choose it, I'd be the one God uses to make a difference in what forever means to you. I don't want to waste a breath, one heartbeat in this chest. I want to see his kingdom come in. I won't wish my life away. I want away what I've been given.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can
for the sin. I obey the Spirit's wooing when he said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can cleanse each stain.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Planting Time. Jeremiah 29:11-13 reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." The boys were so excited to go and gather manure for our garden that they could hardly contain their enthusiasm. We got buckets and shovels and headed out into the olive groves where horses, donkeys, and goats roam freely. The boys' plan was to gather goat pellets one by one, so when they found some big, round cow pies, they were elated. Brother Sonny Spot exclaimed as he slid his little shovel under one, "Just look at this beauty!" At home, the children put the manure in a wheelbarrow and mixed it with water. Then they took buckets of the green, sloppy mixture and spread it on the ground while I turned it under with a spade. Then the boys went off to play while I continued working. As I turned the soil, I thought about the events of the winter months and how rewarding they had been. We had just returned to our home after being away for 3 months on special assignment to a city about 8 hours away. The plan had been to have a time of intensive language study, uninterrupted by the constant demands of pastoral ministry. As I turned the soil again and again, I thought about how our study retreat had turned into so much more than we had expected. I thought about my Christian Turkish language instructor, Gül. I smiled as I thought about her pleasure in studying the Bible with me. In the course of our daily Turkish lessons, I gave her Bible lessons on the subjects of death and hellfire, Daniel 1, 2, and 7, and Revelation 12, 13, and 20. Of course, it was all for the purpose of advancing my Turkish, but oh, how she ate up the material! Finding the teaching on death especially encouraging, she told me, "You wouldn't believe how many people I am teaching with the things you are telling me." After studying Daniel 2, she shared it with her Catholic sister in another city, who immediately shared it with her priest and asked him if I could come and do a Daniel seminar in their parish. Unfortunately, he didn't think it was such a good idea. The hours and hours of studying words and ideas from the Bible with Gül are seeds planted in that city that I believe will sprout and grow. I also remembered with joy our dear Moldavian friend Susanna, who is married to a Turk. For 2 years, she has been joining our church via internet video on Sabbaths. However, for the whole winter, we were able to live near her. Each Sabbath, we had a home fellowship together. "Let's use this time to prepare you for baptism," I suggested, and she agreed. What my family and I had imagined would be an isolated and lonely time on Sabbaths turned out to be richly rewarding. Within a few weeks, our home church with Susanna grew to 7 people. I soon realized I should not just prepare her for baptism, I must prepare her for leadership of a church. I have never taught baptism lessons quite like those, as I sensed I was training a pastor. I felt it was much like what Paul must have done for the Philippian jailer on the night of his baptism. Susanna is a natural leader and devoured all my wife and I could teach her. These were the thoughts as I dug in my garden. My boys returned to help me, and we began digging holes and planting seedlings. As we pushed soil around some small tomato plants, my son commented, "Look at this soil now. It's really going to grow." "Yes, and it's because you guys hauled all that manure. Thanks for your good work." As we plant peppers, eggplant and zucchini, I think more about the seedlings we left in that other city. One seedling is named Sezgen, a 25-year-old Protestant who longed to study theology. He came to Christ from Alevi Islam about 5 years ago. He contacted a Seventh-day Adventist brother through Facebook the week before we arrived in his city. Providentially, he lived just 5 minutes from us. In a city of a million, I don't think it was chance. When I first met with Sezgen, he said, "Teach me everything, not just the basics." He was very bright. At first, I could see he was only exploring Adventism like a student in a world religions course. He had already looked into Baha'ism, Scientology, and Mormonism, not searching to believe, only to understand. But by the end of our second lesson, I could see that the arrows of truth were sinking deep, and he was thinking hard about what he was learning. He began attending the Sabbath gatherings at our home. Then, one Sabbath during testimony time, he began speaking as if talking to himself aloud. Slowly and contemplatively, he said, "The prophet Daniel told us that a power would come who would try to change times and laws. But we gather to honor God who established the Sabbath and asked us to remember the day he sanctified." We all stared at him amazed. As our time in the city ended, I wished I could stay another month or two and teach Sezgen more. He could be a brilliant Adventist pastor in the making. Would his convictions hold after we left? How Esther and I rejoiced when we got an enthusiastic email from Susanna that she and Sezgen had just met together for church on their own. Susanna taught Sabbath school, and Sezgen preached from Romans. What a happy Sabbath they had shared. They have met together every Sabbath for 3 months now, and new possibilities are sprouting. Sezgen is considering how he might attend an Adventist seminary. The 3 months we spent in that distant city wasn't much, but it was enough to stir the spiritual soil, plant some seeds, and get something growing. These little tomatoes my boys and I have planted do not look like much right now, but just wait until summer's end. Before leaving the city, I spoke with Sezgen's pastor, Mustafa. Mustafa is a Turkish Presbyterian minister, sincere and quite talented. As I sat with him, he told me of his desire to quit smoking, and I shared with him the Breathe Free resources I had. He asked if there was any way I could lead a seminar for him and his church. Then he said something that really surprised me. "I have a book by Ellen White called Patriarchs and Prophets. It is my favorite source for preparing sermons. Do you have any other books by Ellen White in Turkish?" I had in my bag A Desire of Ages. He was happy to receive it and asked if I had anything more. Well, our team has spent years translating the Great Controversy, Christ Object Lessons, and the Acts of the Apostles into Turkish. I gave the pastor all of these in digital format as he preferred to read on his iPad. Yes, I am glad to have planted those seeds too. God has blessed us during the 3 months we were in a foreign city. Oh, my French-speaking African Muslim friends whom I met in a grocery store aisle now read the Bible. I laughed with joy when Sezgen reported that these Muslim men are attending Susanna's newly formed Sabbath group. Yes, those seedlings will grow too. I cannot report all the other friendships, conversations, and prayers that we had during our time in that city. I ponder it all as I work in my garden. I think about that manure and its wonder-working effects on the soil and the growth of the plants. We moved to a city of 1 million with no Adventist presence, and within 3 months, where there was nothing, there is now something. I had only intended to study language and take a sabbatical from ministry demands, but God had other plans. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, a future and a hope." A reflection associated with this story comes from Desire of Ages, page 57. Satan has represented God as selfish and oppressive, as claiming all and giving nothing, as requiring the service of his creatures for his own glory and making no sacrifice for their good. But the gift of Christ reveals the Father's heart. It testifies that the thoughts of God toward us are thoughts of peace and not of evil, Jeremiah 29:11. It declares that while God's hatred of sin is as strong as death, his love for the sinner is stronger than death. This story, entitled Planting Time, was written by Barnabas Hope of Adventist Frontier Missions, used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions, AFM. AFM seeks to establish indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can read information on their website, afmonline.org.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
This is the Two Tip Lady with tips to help make your life more simple. Do you ever wish that you could just get the job done that's been bugging you for ages? You look in that messy cupboard and moan about how you can't find anything when you need it, and you feel bugged. Or you shut your eyes when you get in the car and hope you won't remember, since your eyes are shut, that after the last trip out, clothes, food wrappers, drink bottles and other bits and pieces were left strewn all over the place. But you have to get in gear and go right now anyway, in that mess, feeling cross and, yes, bugged again. Or you look in your fridge and you wonder how that mouldy, slimy-looking stuff got in there. Your eyes even look bugged as you slam the door shut so you can't see it. Do you peer out the garden, feeling bugged by the overgrown, tangled mess, and wish those weeds would just vanish? Well, while some of these things might not be my jobs, they surely need doing. So my two tips today are really simple. If I haven't delegated these tasks, and if they are my responsibility, or if I want to get rid of those bugs, I simply say to myself, tip number one, if it's to be, it's up to me. And I'm not going to keep you in suspense about the second tip, because tip number two is simply this: get started. Righto, then my timer gets set for 15 minutes and I jump in and do it. And amazingly, really amazingly. It's a rare thing when I can't actually push that job over before the time beeps. That's always a shock, especially when I've put it off for a long time, but it's true. I can do anything for 15 minutes. So if you tell yourself tip number one, if it's to be, it's up to me, and tip number two, just get started. Then set the timer and go for it. I guarantee you're going to feel free. Solomon even reminds us that there's a time to get that job done, and you know what? Zapping those bugs actually turns into fun when I'm racing the timer to get the job done. Well, that's it for today from the Two-Tip Lady, who loves to help make your life more simple.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.